Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. My brothers and sisters in Christ, to prepare ourselves to celebrate this sacred mysteries, we call to mind our sins. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, who through your word reconcile the human race to yourself in a wonderful way, grant, we pray, that with prompt devotion and eager faith, the Christian people may hasten toward the solemn celebrations to come. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Joshua. The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have removed the reproach of Egypt from you." While the Israelites were encamped at Gilgal on the plains of Jericho, they celebrated the Passover on the evening of the 14th of the month. On the day after the Passover, they ate of the produce of the land in the form of unleavened cakes and parched grain. On that same day, after the Passover, on which they ate of the produce of the land, the manna ceased. No longer was there manna for the Israelites, who ate that year of the yield of the land of Canaan. The word of the Lord.
Taste and see the goodness of the
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. And all this is from God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. So, we are ambassadors of Christ, as if God were appealing through us. We implore you, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who did not know sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus, but the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough to eat? But here am I dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.' So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.' But his father ordered his servants, 'Quickly bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.' Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, 'Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound.' He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, 'Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughter the fattened calf.' He said to him, 'My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Today is Lateri Sunday, and Lateri means rejoice. And maybe I need to explain to you, why should we be rejoicing today? There is a very good reason. If you really listen to the gospel, to the parable, you come to know why in the middle of Lent we have Lateri Sunday, a day of rejoicing. You know, Jesus tells the parable today of the prodigal son. There are three principal characters: the father, the youngest son, and the older son. As I share with you some thoughts about these three characters, where can you find yourself in this parable? Remember, I've always said this. When we listen to the gospel, we have to look for ourselves in the gospel, and then the gospel comes alive. The father had two sons. The youngest son said to the father, "Father, I'm of age now. I want to be on my own. Give me my share of inheritance." The father must have been a loving father. Yes. He says, "Yes, son, you have an inheritance. Here, I give it to you." But it must have hurt him to see his son that he loved leave. The son went. He had a lot of friends while he had the money. There was celebrations in his life. There was banquets, there was food. There were people there around him. But then the money left, just like water, flowed through his hands. And then there was the pain. There was the anguish. There was the hunger. And he found himself a job feeding the pigs, marranos. And then he came to his senses. And all the while, the father has been looking for him, hoping that he would come back. He would go up to the rooftop, to the highest part of his house, to look for his son, to see if he would come. He loved his son. He loved his youngest son. And the son said to himself, "You know, back home, hired hands, servants, are eating better than me." He remembered. He remembered about his father being a loving father. And he said, "I will go back home." Can you imagine the feeling, he said, when he said, "I'll go back home. I made up my mind. I'll go back to my father. And I will tell my father, I don't deserve to be your son. But I just want to be here. Hire me as one of your hired men." And he decides to go back. And all the while, the father has been waiting for him, longing for him. And he sees him from a distance, and he runs to him. He doesn't wait for the son to get home. He runs to him. The father embraces the son and kisses the son. And he rejoices because his son has come back. My friends, we are like the son, but the father loves us. He loves you. That's why this Sunday is Sunday of rejoicing, to realize, to understand that we have a God that loves us, that longs for us, that looks for us, that waits for us. With open heart, with open arms, to embrace us, to kiss us. And then there's the third character, the eldest son. He returns to the home after working, and he hears the sound of rejoicing. There's music, there's people, there's laughter, there's happiness. And he is told that his brother has come back, and he is not happy. In fact, he's angry. There is anger. There is hatred. He does not want to be a part of the rejoicing, of the love, of the festivity that is being held because the son, his brother, has come back. And once again, here comes the father. The father runs to the son, the second son. Son, I love you. But I love both of you. You are my sons. And the eldest son would not hear a word about it. This is the reason why this Sunday we rejoice. Our Father in heaven loves you. He loves me. He waits for us. I don't know about you, but when I go to confession, right before I go to confession, I get really excited. I'm going to be forgiven. I'm going to tell my God that I failed him. And I know my God forgives me. But there's rejoicing in my heart when I turn back to the Father and ask for his forgiveness. There is rejoicing. There is healing. There was healing in that young son when he saw the father running toward him and embracing him. That's reconciliation. That's confession. That's healing. That's why today we are dressed in rose. To know that we have a God that longs for us, that looks for you, that waits for you.
I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Like the father of the prodigal son, God is always ready to welcome us with open arms and give us more than we deserve. And so we have the confidence to voice our needs and the needs of the world.
That the church may be an agent of reconciliation in the world today, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all those who are alienated from neighbors or from society, we pray to the Lord. For families that have experienced division and estrangement, for understanding and for healing, we pray to the Lord. That our own parish community may always be a welcoming place for those who have been separated from the church, we pray to the Lord. That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, we pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Carl Fields and Katie Marsh, we pray to the Lord. And now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Loving God, your forgiveness knows no bounds, for you always desire to reconcile with each and every one of us. Listen to the prayers we make here today and grant them according to your will through Christ our Lord. pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty God. We pray. We place before you with joy these offerings, which bring eternal remedy, O Lord, praying that we may both faithfully revere them and present them to you as it is fitting for the salvation of the world through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, for you have given your children a sacred time for the renewing and the purifying of their hearts, that freed from the disordered affections, they may so deal with the things of this passing world as to hold rather to the things that are eternally endure. And so with angels and saints, we praise you without end, as we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed, and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery of therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us, as one family, one voice, cry out the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of God.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but in the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever."
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Please be seated for some announcements. The cathedral rummage sale ends today, and it's having a dollar back special. Please come by the St. Joseph Hall after Mass and join us for some pan dulce and coffee. The Knights of Columbus are sponsoring a canned food drive until Palm Sunday, April the 14th. There are collection containers located at each door of the cathedral and the Emmanuel Chapel for you to place your canned foods in. They have already delivered over 800 pounds of food. We invite you and your family to sign up for the Seder meal at the sign-up table in the Northex. The Seder meal is Sunday, April the 14th, after the 12:30 Mass in the St. Joseph Hall. Let us pray. O God, who enlighten everyone who comes into this world, illuminate our hearts, we pray, with the splendor of your grace, that we may always ponder what is worthy and pleasing to your majesty, and love you in all sincerity. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.